I could get up there. There'd be some good audio in front of the McDonald's. I think some shit's gonna go down.
Well, I'm getting up there myself right now, so if anything happens, I'll try and transmit.
And again, this is Rock the G8 Radio from the Ottawa Indie Media Center, or somewhere on the web.
It's a pretty cool thing, like everyone's chanting, don't give the media what they're looking for, so we're going to try and keep the whole thing real here.
And apparently folks are gathering in front of a McDonald's as we speak. I just placed a call to Roberto, who's having... Roberto's having trouble with his cell phone, so hopefully he'll get the numeric message, and we'll be placing a call back to us very shortly for an update from the situation there. In the meantime, I'm going to cut to a brief music break and monitor this stream off the air. Here is a little bit of music from Putumayo Gypsy Caravan. Stand by. Okay, they're reporting arrests right now. They are reporting arrests here from... Rock the G8 Radio is reporting arrests in front of the McDonald's now in Calgary. We're hoping to hear from Roberto. Hopefully he's not one. We shall see. We're standing by for further details.
Sorry, I had to go take a piss, so I'll go check the Hyatt for you. Chico, we cannot move because we've had two arrests.
Come on, Roberto. Where are you?
Hey, has anybody been hurt? Do we need a medic or anything like that, do you know? Hey, there it is. If you had this, is Echo. Copy Echo, no injuries.
I think Ron was going to get someone from legal in there.
Negative, that was not me.
Is Jamie on? Jamie, are you on from legal?
Yeah, so people just came up to me from Cruise. They're supposed to head, west in there. I don't know where they are, but they're on their way.
Put you guys
the west issue, okay? So consider the march frozen for just a few minutes, please.
Okay, guard.
Thank you.
And again, you're tuned into Free Radio 96.3, where they are reporting arrests at the McDonald's there in Calgary, and a situation is ensuing. And I just placed another call to Roberto, and I got through for a split second. We were able to say hello, and I heard the noise of the crowd for a split second, and it went dead. And then maybe that's him now. Free Radio Santa Cruz.
Yeah, Eddie, this is Bob. You just gave me a call.
Roberto, you're live. We are hearing reports now from Rock the G8 Radio that there have been arrests in front of McDonald's. Can you confirm this?
I'm in front of McDonald's right now. I don't believe there have been any arrests. There's a sort of standoff at McDonald's
Rally,
downtown
Rally,
at the moment.
On your side?
I'm about three rows back. There was a little bit of altercation between the police and demonstrators, but I don't think there's been any arrests at this point.
They've said two arrests over there, and they're searching for legal people right now. I'm listening
now,
to.
I heard the call for legal people. I didn't see the arrest.
Right.
I'm pretty close to the front as it is right now. You can hear the helicopter overhead.
Vague. Yeah, somewhat. Yeah, I can kind of hear that. It's kind of a faint connection that we got, but we're getting you. Is there a standoff right now ensuing with police officers, or what's happening?
Yeah, well, there's some police officers in front of McDonald's blocking it. The group stopped here, gave a speech about McDonald's exploiting policies, labor, food, environmental, etc. And you know, right now it's still just sort of a standoff. There's lots of people around. There's really not a lot of places to go. We're sort of in the middle of a pedestrian shopping mall right here, and it's pretty packed with both demonstrators and shoppers alike here. So,
what are some reactions from shoppers? Can you kind of are you able to get near people who may not even be part of the demonstration?
I'm not sure they're part of the demonstration. I can make over to. I can get over to some people that are off to the side if you'd like to.
Yes, but of course, maintain your security from the police and all that.
Okay.
Your personal safety.
Sure.
Don't compromise that.
Okay.
In order to get this.
Okay.
But.
Hi, I'm from Central Calgary.
And we're speaking with Roberto live right now from Calgary. We're trying to confirm what's going on in front of the McDonald's there.
I don't have a problem with that.
Okay. So I'm going to put somebody on the line here, and he'll tell you his name. Okay.
Hello, Dan speaking.
Dan, yes, hi. How old are you, Dan?
Pardon me?
Could you state your name and state your age and where you're from?
Dan DeGagne, 45, Calgary, Alberta.
You're from Calgary, so you're a local there. What's happening right now? What are you doing, and what is going on around you?
I'm just walking down 8th Avenue Mall. It's kind of a touristy place, summertime, and just watching a group of, I guess, protesters walking down the mallway.
Are you part of that protest?
No, I'm not.
What is your opinion on what's happening there?
Well, I think people have a right to express their opinion as long as no damages are done and not causing interference with other personnel.
Do you know why people are there? Is it kind of clear what people are there for?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, we're hearing their message to some degree, but it doesn't really coincide with what the G8 is all about.
But you do know that it's a protest against the G8?
Correct.
Okay, and do you know anything about the Group of Eight? The G8.
Well, my understanding is they're supposedly coming together to address some of the issues. One, they're trying to put across is Chrétien's deal on the African nations. They're looking at the debt, looking at other issues involving the countries of Africa.
Mm-hmm.
I'd expect other matters of interest. They're also reviewing the Middle East policies, et cetera, et cetera. Who the hell knows what they get together and talk about? It's just a big photo op session for those guys.
So you're there shopping, though, and it's a shopping center. Can you, because I'm in, I'm just to let you know, you're talking live on Free Radio Santa Cruz, and we're in California here, and I'm just trying to get a picture of what's happening. So could you just describe the surroundings? What, it's a shopping center, and you're there shopping, right? You're just pretty much a bystander?
Oh, just hanging out during lunch hour, going for a walk down to Stephen Avenue Mall. It's a walkway mall, no traffic allowed on it during business hours. Little shops on either side of the street, and it's fairly clustered with people right now. I'd estimate, I don't know, 1,500 to 2,000 people here, maybe a couple hundred protesters in the midst of things.
And how many police officers are on hand?
Oh, you see them around on their bicycles. They're in groups of 6 to 12. They don't really seem to be interfering much, just kind of keeping an eye on things.
And so it seems pretty peaceful to you, and just people are expressing themselves. What is your overall opinion of what's happening?
I think it's a good deal. Brings some excitement to the city.
Would you ever consider taking part in a protest?
I expect if I had a passion for the cause, I wouldn't feel opposed to it.
All right. Well, appreciate Dan. Dan, I appreciate you speaking with us today. Any final thoughts for our listeners here in California?
Enjoy the weather. You get more of it than what we do.
All right. Could you please put Roberto back on for us?
You bet.
Thanks. And that was Dan, a resident there in Calgary, Alberta, Canada.
Yes.
Roberto.
Yes, I'm
thank
back,
you.
Vinny.
What's happening there? What's the scene? Tell us what's going on.
Well, it's kind of broke up for McDonald's right now. There's still some few people there, but the majority of the march has continued on down a mall. Here. By the way, that last person was very interesting. He worked for Precision Drilling Corporation. He had an ID. Had an ID on him that I didn't notice until after we started the interview.
Precision Drilling, and what do they do?
I'm not sure. I assume it's some sort of oil thing. Alberta is a fairly oil-rich province here.
Well, he had a very interesting summation of what the events are there today. I was quite pleased with the bystanders' response. Anyway, let's see. Well, let me tell you a little bit about... I just recently did a couple quick flash interviews with the IMC in Ottawa, and the story they're saying is that there's a snake march there as well, about 5,000 people, and it's pouring rain. But so far, no real standoff with police. They have a web stream going, and we're getting some of that. We're also picking up reports from two guys with a CB there in Calgary in the march that you're in, and they're, you know, kind of given the play-by-play of the march and directing things a little bit, it seems. And that's on the web somehow. It's interesting. But
I see. That's great.
Yeah. So that's how I have the report about this arrest at McDonald's and stuff. So people are kind of dispersing from there. Were you a part of the die-in? There was mention of kind of converging the march with the die-in. Have you seen any of that?
That's going on right now, and that's where I was headed. I kind of got diverted and followed this march at this point, so I don't know. I believe there's a plans to go back there, but at this point, it's sort of anybody's guess.
Okay.
What's going on. I've moved down the street. We're now at another intersection, and there seems to be quite a bit of dispersal of the groups at this point. So it's hard to say what goes on from here.
Okay. Well, I guess want to just check back in a few moments, or is there people there that you may want to put us on the line, or...
I don't see anything. It's fairly quiet right now. I think folks are regrouping. That was a little tense moment back there at McDonald's, and I think there's just regrouping. It's a moment that's going on. So.
Okay. All right, then. Do you think that this is being covered at all by the press there?
Well, I do see, Canadian press around. I haven't seen any NBC, CBS, CBN cameras, anything like that, so... I don't know, but lots of Canadian national press.
So we got a train going by here. I'm gonna.
That's okay.
Just let it roll by and probably edit this portion out. And so I guess we'll just check back with you momentarily. I guess, if there's nothing to report in the moment. And if anything happens, then please, of course, feel free to call in and we'll break into whatever's going on.
Okay.
And be safe again, as usual.
Okay, reporting from Calgary, this is Roberto.
Thanks, Roberto.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
For Free Radio Santa Cruz.
And there goes the train. And that was Roberto. Apparently no rests. We'll have to get confirmation on that story later. It doesn't seem like a whole lot's happening there right now. And the G8, of course, will be meeting later today and tomorrow throughout the weekend, actually, I assume. But one can never tell. In the meantime, we're going to cut back to this Putumayo Gypsy Caravan CD, and then maybe we will return to regularly scheduled programming momentarily. I don't know. We'll see what happens from here. You're tuned to 96.3 FM, Free Radio, Santa Cruz. Stay tuned.